welcome to Friends in Your Ears, a podcast where podcaster Kathy Campbell interviews podcasters about their favorite podcasts on a podcast. I am joined today by two incredible people. I have with me Corio and Tiffany J. Hello, friends, and welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
I'm so excited that you're here. Corio, if you can introduce yourself and let everyone know where they can find you on the internet.
Yeah, so my name is Corey, and I am a host of a couple of different podcasts. Most recently, I started doing a music-based one called the Song Facts Podcast, which is linked with a website, songfacts.com, where you can go and find the podcast and all sorts of stuff. It's a database of musical facts that's been around for over 20 years, and it's just crazy the amount of information that they have. So I'm interviewing musicians and things like that on there. Besides that, I have done a podcast called Forever Break that we just did a season right at the beginning of this whole pandemic quarantine, all based on mindfulness. So it was 14 episodes where we interviewed experts from all over the place, just talking about all things mindfulness and healing, and just tried to learn a lot about ourselves and how to be better people. And then the last one, if you can believe it, there's a third. I have a travel podcast where my girlfriend and I, we do quite a bit of traveling, and we podcast about it. And right now we're kind of in hiatus, but we will be starting up again, I'm thinking at the beginning of next year, as we are currently suiting out a van and planning to take that through Europe for a few months.
Oh, wow. And what is that one? What is that podcast called?
Great question. I thought I might have said it. Might not have. It's Small Worlds Podcast, and there's smallworldspodcast.com to check that out. We do a lot of videography and stuff like that along with it. So it's a lot of stuff, but it's a lot of fun.
Love it. Thank you so much for that. Super excited. All right, Tiffany, what about you? Where can people find you?
Hello, everyone. I am Tiffany. I also go by Tiffany J, or my nefarious electronic handle, which is Night Hoot. I am one half of the sibling podcast, Sibling Rivalry Clash. I'm putting on a little bit of my podcast voice here because that's how I talk to our peoples. My podcast is basically a conglomerate of my brother's and myself's combined interests. We are into anime, video games, pop culture, tech, basically anything nerdy or otaku. I tend to branch out a little bit more than my brother does, but he's good at what he does, so I'm not gonna hate on him for that. You can find us in a few places. We don't have a website yet, but we have a Twitter. We have a @SRClash_pod. You can also find us on Tumblr at Sibling Rivalry Clash. And we do have a Facebook page, but we don't really use that. So if you find us on there, you can hit us up on there. We'll find you on there. But yeah, we basically just talk about whatever, whenever, and we try to keep you up to date on all those anime, video games, TV, movies, all that stuff that we all find entertaining.
I love it. I'm here for all of the nerdy things. It's fantastic. All right. So let's get started with the main podcast related question. How did you start listening to podcasts, and what were some of the first ones that you found?
So for me, it's kind of a sad story, actually. I started listening to podcasts after a breakup that I had. I got my heart broken in 2012, roughly. And I was in a really weird place. I was finishing up a semester of school and I was just feeling really lonely. And I turned to like sports radio and then podcasting. And I think my very first podcast was Stuff You Should Know. And that was just kind of my gateway drug into it. And then it's just exploded since then. And it was a really fast explosion. But that was where I really got into it. And it was just having that feeling of somebody in your ears, in your head, that for me at the time just made me feel like I wasn't sitting there by myself being really sad. It was part escapism and just part having someone to talk to me while I was going through some stuff. So it was kind of an interesting place.
I love that. I love that you were able to find a connection with somebody when you're feeling so lonely. 'Cause you you feel so lonely during a breakup, and being able to have these friends hanging out in your ears and consistently and know that they're there when you need them is such a nice, feeling.
Is that where the name of yours came from?
It is.
I just put that together. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's yes. It happened at the very first PodCon. One of the McElroy brothers made a mention about how a friend talked to him about podcasts and how podcasts were friends in your ears. And I was like, that is a great idea. That is a great idea for a podcast. In the next 15 minutes, I had bought the domain name, gotten the Twitter, and started plotting out like the podcast. And it just kind of exploded from there. But yeah, it's great because it's podcasts are such an intimate medium that is so different from pretty much anything else that you can experience. And I love that I get to talk about them with you. So thank you.
Absolutely.
All right, Tiffany, what about you? What got you started?
Oh, man. So my story is a little bit windy. But hang
Bring
in there, I promise you. So way back in about, I would say 2008 to 2010, I worked this job for a natural resources office in our state as an internship. And my boss every day would listen to the same radio station. It was 93.3 WMMR out of Philadelphia. And so they would have these comic bits, like they kind of had a comedian who was a co-host of the show. And so they would, you know, do news, local stuff. And then they kind of had these comedic bits in entertainment news that were like pretty interesting to listen to. So while working with him, I discovered that they also had a podcast form where they like cut out all the music playing radio part and they just had the show. So pretty much from like that point on, I was like locked into that podcast and I listened every single day, probably for about 6 years. Wow. And in that same time, I hopped over because at that time, like podcasts existed, but they weren't marketed like they are now.
Yeah.
And so at that time I was like, okay, this is a thing. Let me see if somebody talks about video games. And so from that point on, I found a group of four friends doing a video game podcast. And pretty much from there, I was like locked in because I'm like, okay, I can do this while I'm working. I don't have to watch something. I can just listen and I can get information, you know, I can get information twice as fast because I can do something and listen to something. And so I'm the type of person where I can never just do one thing at a time. So I like to do a podcast, let me do multiple things at one time.
I love that. What was the name of the podcast with the four friends talking about?
That was Super Best Friends.
Oh, I love that.
Or Two Best Friends, and then it kind of morphed into Super Best Friends as they grew. But yeah, they shut down a couple years ago, so I'm sad about that.
That's okay, because it got you into podcasts, and that's the important part. I love that. And I love that even though, you know, it's a different journey, you started out with, you know, radio, which is a great segue to get into podcasts. And it happens a lot that people are like, oh, I can choose what show to listen to. I can listen to NPR on my time frame. I don't have to sit in the car and listen. And I love how easy that kind of translates, especially back before podcasts were as popular, when you tried to explain to somebody, you know, what a podcast
what
was.
What it is, exactly.
Yeah, being able to like really say, oh, this is what it is. Having that tangible like connection to something that's been around forever is so great.
Because my mom would go, she was like, but what is it? And I'm like, it's like an MP3 file. So, you know, like the thing your songs come in. And she's like, but you just listen? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, it's just people talking? And I'm like, yeah.
That's so funny. I love it. I love it. All right. So now that you've gotten into the world of listening to podcasts, what made you want to pick up a microphone and start recording? And then were the shows that you, well, clearly, Corey, you have three shows, but were these one of these three shows the very first show that you started, or were there others in your life?
No, my first foray was the Small Worlds podcast, and that was what was it, March of 2019 is when the idea kind of hit me, because we had decided to go off and do about 7 months of travel through Asia. And I'm someone who kind of sounds like might be similar in the sense that I need to be busy and I can't just go and travel or I'll get bored, as crazy as that seems. But when you're going for that amount of time, it can get redundant. So I need a project. I need something that I'm working towards. And I also talked to my accountant. And I was like, so if I start a podcast, can I like write off some of this travel? And he was like, heck yeah. And so that worked out too. And so there was some benefits to it, but I just thought it'd be a really cool way to document our journey, and it turned out to be that way. We got to interview some really crazy, interesting people that we met along the way, and we had one vision for it in mind, and it kind of has morphed into this other thing. And it's, I don't know, it's very freeing. I think it's, we can just set up a microphone. We're not too worried about sound quality and stuff. We'll have horns beeping in the background because we're on the roof in Kathmandu recording something, and just it kind of brings people into where we are and what we're experiencing. And I really like that aspect of it. So that's kind of why it started. And then from there, I've just really grown to be comfortable with it. I really love like this kind of format, just talking to people that I don't know and learning their stories and that kind of stuff. So I think that there can never be too many because everyone's got a unique idea.
I agree 100%. Something that I swear I talk about it every time I do an episode of this is that if you have an idea and a desire to do a show, it doesn't matter if somebody's already doing it. Your show will be different. Your voice will be different. Someone will prefer your story, what you have to say, what you're bringing to this topic other than somebody else. And being able to do something you're passionate about and being able to talk about it is freeing for yourself too.
True.
And I love what you said about, you know, leaving the environment sounds, especially you have such a unique aspect to your show. Like my sounds are going to be very different than if I'm recording on a rooftop in Kathmandu. So like nobody wants to hear, you know, my garbage truck. But hearing the sounds of a cool market is way better, especially for that style of a show. And I love that you're kind of embracing that. And that makes it really special and really particular. And you have that history of your travels, which is another really cool thing.
Corey, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What do you feel like when you started? Do you feel like you started it for yourself to have an experience, or do you feel like you started it to get these experiences out to other people?
It was the thought behind it was, what's a unique way to share our travel experience with family and friends that it not just like posting stuff to Instagram and things like that, and then I think right behind that, or maybe even just level with that, was just what Kathy said of, we will always have this. So like it's when you think of going back into old photo books and looking at pictures from years past, this is just like that. Like in 20, 30 years, going back and listening to these episodes is just going to offer this nostalgia that how else would we be able to do it? Because it's a lot of times it was so ripe. Like we went to Everest Base Camp and we trekked. We did a podcast episode after every day to bring you in and be like, today was a hard day of hiking.
Wow.
And like, and being able to go back and like live through that again is just going to be that's right up there. So it was a little bit of both. That's a good question, though.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love that. Yeah, such good memories. And I bet, too, anyone that has also done that climb can listen to your show and be like, oh, my gosh, yes. And remember their feelings and their emotions and all of that behind it. And so that creates that community around it, too. That's so wonderful. I love it. All right, Tiffany, what got you started?
So I had a bit of like a ripcord start to podcasting. So, you know, like when you like ripcord a lawnmower and it like doesn't quite start. So I had one of those attempts back in 2011. I had my first apartment and I was bored because I was in grad school and I had a job in grad school, but it was literally class and job was one day a week.
Oh, wow.
And I'm the type of person that's like, I pick up stuff. I pick up crafts, hobbies, whatever. So this was something, podcasting was something I wanted to try then, because like you said before, and I've heard other people say, it's like when you don't hear a certain opinion being captured, you're like, well, if I don't put it out there, am I just going to wait for somebody else to put it out there?
Yeah.
So we just did, like, it was a cabal of like weird things. I had friends who would drop by and we'd just start recording. A lot of the times my boyfriend at the time would show up in the background and just be yelling from across the room his comments on whatever we were talking about. But it was fun and it was something that I enjoyed. But at the time, because of my friend's schedules and everything that we were doing, we just couldn't keep up with it. So fast forward to about 2018, and I'm completely done school and I'm just working, and my brother had been running his own podcast with his friends, but he was having the same issue I was having where he couldn't get everybody scheduled in together for recording time. So I think we just had a conversation one day where I was just like, do you want to just do it together? And he was like, I really want to do it. He's like, I don't feel like I'll keep up with it if it's just me, and I really don't like hosting. He's like, I like participating, but I don't like hosting. And I'm like, bro, I got you. You got this. So it was kind of a little bit just like, I can depend on you. I know you're going to be here every week to record. You can depend on me. You know, I'm going to be here every week. And yeah, we were basically, a little bit of it too is like, me and my brother have a 6 to 7 year difference between us. I hope you don't mind me mentioning, he was on your podcast before.
Yeah, no, Tyler please. Johnson. Yep.
Yeah, so he basically was, like, way better at the tech side of things. I was way better at, like, or not way better, but I could come up with ideas. I was good at hosting. And, you know, I was like, let's just do this. Let's try it out. We're having these conversations anyway. I came back from college and I was like, oh, you're a person now. You're not just this screaming creature that mom feeds. I can talk to you, and we're pretty similar. So that's kind of how we were like, let's just have these conversations on a microphone.
So I take it you took over as the host then?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. I find myself forcing him to do some more because I know it's in him. He just, sometimes I think he doesn't see it in himself. So I'm just like, no, you take this. Because I every couple of episodes, I'll throw them off and I'll be like, Tiz is hosting today.
So basically what you're telling me is you're a really good sister. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I try to be, because like, we have an older brother, and my older brother is literally like the TV trope of older brothers, of like making your life a living heck and like terrifying you at night and all those kinds of things. So I just said, I was like, I'm going to be the best older sister to my little brother that I could possibly be.
Oh, that's good. Amazing. Yeah, I love that. And I love hearing you talk about this show and having Tyler talk about the show, because it's similar and yet so different from the different points of view that you have. And I just love the whole idea of siblings on a show almost as much as I love the idea of spouses on a show together. Like, podcasts are all about, well, podcasts with more than one person are all about the relationships of the people that are speaking. And when you have a deep relationship with somebody before you start the podcast, it shines through. And it's so special to kind of be invited into that relationship, whether you can see where they're coming from because you have a close relationship to your sibling, or if you don't have a close relationship to a sibling, you can say, look, you know, this type of relationship is possible. It does exist in the world. It's not just fantasy, and kind of help with your own mental place, which I think is really special.
And the last thing I'll say is just, we didn't hear a lot of Black people talking about the stuff that we, anime, you know, video games. We know they're out there. They're just not vocal about it. So we were just like, okay, we have a little bit of a different perspective from that point of view. So let's bring that to the mic.
Yes, which I love.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think that it's out there, but it's less vocalized?
Because I think in our community, it's very much, they're focused on other things. So I would say, and I don't want to speak for the entire Black community, but all I'll say is, like, we tend to be very status focused. And so, you know, it can be someone looked down on as like, okay, you're doing these very nerdish, childish things. You're not trying to get the big house, get the nice car, get your name established type of thing. So I think that's why sometimes it's like we hide a little bit because we want people to think that we are trying to achieve these big things, but it's like we are hugely interested in this too. So I think it's just a little bit, I don't even think it's, I think it's shame within our own community that we have to grow out of.
That's amazing. I love that you're able to acknowledge and recognize and share that with the world. So thank you for providing that piece of it, I guess. Yeah.
Because it's like you grow up being criticized and you just want to understand. You're like, why are people, because I don't like R&B and I like rock music, like you look at me differently? That's so weird. So finally getting to understand it helps.
Yes. Love that. All right. So now we're going to take a little break from the history and we're going to live in the present here. And you're going to tell me what episode of a podcast would play if you hit play on your podcast app of choice right this second.
It would be the latest episode of The Daily because I got to get my politics fix. I'm out of the country, so I'm a little bit detached from it. But yeah, that's what I think, that's what's at the top right now because it just, they drop a new one every day.
Yeah. I'm a little bit jealous of the ability to be detached momentarily.
Second that.
Yeah, it's so much harder to like take a breather when you're getting overwhelmed and just like, and then you feel the guilt of like, oh, but everyone else is going through all of these horrible things, but really you gotta take care of yourself too. And so I like being able to. I'm a little bit jealous of how easy it is to take a pause, but then not jealous about how difficult it is for you to get back in that group.
Yeah.
All right, Tiffany, what are you listening to?
Mine, hopefully they will come out with a new episode soon because they've taken a break for a while, but it would be Housewives Kiki podcast. Ooh. I am a girl who grew up surrounded by men and I'm very tomboyish, but I need my Housewives reality shows to escape into femininity. So I love, it's basically just a Housewives podcast. They talk about all the shows and the Kiki, which is, you know, for those who don't know what Kiki means, it's just, you know, chatting, sharing the gossip, things like that. So that's what would come up for me because I listen to that constantly.
Love it. I love it so much. Thank you for that. And now we're going to get to the big meat and potatoes question of the show. What is your favorite podcast and why do you love it so much? And yes, you may have more than one answer.
Okay, good. I've got a, because it's not easy to narrow down. So I did put quite a bit of thought into this and it's hard for me to really break it down, but I've got a pretty good grasp on things. I gotta say that the podcast Binge Mode is their run through every single episode of Game of Thrones just absolutely floored me. And I think that that's probably the most enjoyment I've ever had going through a podcast. And that's what, 80, 76 episodes or something like that? Like it was just crazy and it was just endless. And they got me to, for the first time in my life, as after I'd watched a show or a movie, go read the books after. Like I've never done that before.
Oh,
and then
wow.
I went and got into the books because of how into it they were. And then I was just blown away and I love the books even more now. And then I went back and watched the show again. And now I'm just like, I can actually like talk about it on their level. And honestly, it's like the first time I've just totally geeked out over this like fantasy world because that's not really the way that my brain is. But now I've like gotten into the Harry Potter. It just kind of was this like gateway drug for me.
Oh, fantastic.
And how, I'm sorry, what was the name of that podcast?
Binge Mode.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, then they went and did a whole thing on Harry Potter, which I haven't even dove into that yet. And then they're doing Star Wars. They're just crazy. All the different things that they do. But then other than that, there's a new one because obviously with the Song Facts podcast, I'm a huge fan of music. And my favorite band is the Grateful Dead. And there's now a podcast that is just going through their history and their songs and just doing it in such detail. And I'm just newly obsessed with this. So those are my two right now.
And what's the name of the Grateful Dead podcast?
It's, let me just.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm asking you the difficult questions here.
No, I know. These are ones that it's. Why isn't it coming up?
That's fine, because I'm writing stuff. I'm taking notes, so I like when people discover good. Stuff for me. That's fine.
And you got a master editor, so we're good to go.
Oh, yeah. It'll be great. No one will know.
There's one more that I want to mention, too. It's the Grateful Deadcast is what it's called. And then there's another one called Strong Songs that is another music one. It's this guy, Kirk Hamilton, who also has a video game podcast, but he breaks down individual songs. He's like a classically trained musician who breaks down these songs, like all these like songs that we would love, like Michael Jackson's Thriller and all these songs, and explains them like row by row, all the different sounds that were recorded and why they make sense and why those songs make us feel the way they make us feel. And I love that kind of stuff because I can play some music, but I don't know much about the theory behind music. And so it's just really cool stuff.
That's awesome. I love how dialed down a podcast can get, like only talking about the Grateful Dead. That's amazing. And there's people that are super passionate about this particular thing. So like this, I swear, this show, all I do is I'm like, if you have an idea for a podcast, there is probably somebody that will listen to it. Like there's probably somebody that is waiting for a show like this. You just have to find them. And so,
and I'll say something else with that. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I wanted to, Tiffany had said something earlier that I was waiting to like kind of jump off of, and that was the nerdiness of certain things. And honestly, like the podcasts that I find that I gravitate to the most are the ones where the hosts are just insanely nerdy about it. And just like, you can just tell they don't care. They've got the biggest smile on their face. They're talking about their passion, something that they just absolutely love. And that it's hard to resonate emotion through podcasting a lot of times because you're not getting the facial expressions and things like that that we're so used to. You take out one of our main senses. And when people can do that, it just draws you in to just feel their enjoyment. And I'd love that about some of these. So just find what you're passionate about and do it.
Yes. Agree 100%. And those are all fantastic answers. I'm really excited about Binge Mode. I hope that they do the Wheel of Time when the Wheel of Time show comes out. Because speaking about nerdy things, it's a high fantasy series, very similar to Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings, etc. Show coming out on Amazon Prime next year. Currently filming there. It's a 14 book arc series of really thick novels. So if you're looking for something to read that will keep you entertained for a while, my daughter is named after one of the characters. So it's a very big part of my life.
That's awesome.
So anytime I can talk about it again, clearly I'm going to be having a podcast on it when the show comes out. So just be ready for that.
Cool.
Okay. So Tiffany, what about you? What's your favorite podcast?
Oh man. This is hard, but I'm going to breeze right through. I'm going to make it easy for you. So like I said before, Housewives Kiki was like my favorite podcast. So Jessica, Emily, Mary, whenever you're done working, because that's what I like about them too. They work. So they can't always come and record because they have to work.
Yeah.
But Housewives Kiki for sure. Real Doctors, Fake Friends. Yes. It is a Scrubs podcast done by the stars of the show, Zach Braff and Donald Faison. My friend and I grew up psychotically in love with JD and Turk, and she's white and I'm black, and you know, we used to call each other JD and Turk. So knowing that these actors were best friends and are best friends in real life, like, is so, listening to them talk about their, you know, the show and remembering these times in their lives and how they became friends is just like so deep. And I'm like, it's funny how, because they'll explain also how like the show was actually, things in their real life were actually playing out while they were acting in the show. So That's definitely up there. And then the last one I'll mention that I go to pretty frequently is Chilluminati. And Chilluminati is a podcast for all things strange, occult, aliens. I don't tend to hardcore believe in that kind of stuff, but I definitely love hearing people talk about it. And I love listening to people who are obsessed about aliens talk about aliens. I don't know why, because I don't believe them half the time, but it's just fun listening to people dive in, as Corey said. So Chilluminati, Housewives Kiki, and Fake Doctors Real Friends are probably like my three favorites right now.
Fantastic.
I'm interested in this Chilluminati one because I've been trying to find, as we've been like driving around before we decided to get a bunch of work done on our van, we were doing like a tour of the northern part of Scotland. So we were trying to find some different like conspiracy theory podcasts to listen to and things like that. So, and I haven't found like hosts that have really like grabbed me. So you vouch for these guys, huh? I should check this out.
Yeah, that's a good one because they have a good rapport. They're friends in real life, so you can tell when they're talking to each other. And then also, you know, I found these guys through their video game stuff. So they just kind of started this passion project on the side because they're like, we can't talk about it in our video game stuff, so let's talk about it here. And they do scripting, so they do a really good job of building the story up, you know, for you as a listener and not just somebody like researching the facts about the story. So they kind of like try to draw you in and, you know, build up a climax and things like that. So I like that part about it.
Love that. Fantastic. Thank you for giving us and sharing your favorite podcast. Again, this is terrible for my queue because I always end up having too many shows to listen to. I need more time in the day. So if you ever figure out how to add more time, let me know.
All right, get a shower speaker.
See, I already listened to them in the shower.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
I'll say that helps. There. That helps.
I have a very fancy metal cup that I put my phone in.
Yes, yes.
Because I got so tired of the speaker always dying because it's terrible. So terrible. but this is not a technology podcast. This is a podcast. But it's time for the final question. And that is the bonus question. Audience, if you have a question you would like me to ask our guests, just tweet with the hashtag FIYE bonus. That's fire bonus. And I also would love to hear your answers to the following questions. So feel free to tweet with the hashtag FIYE answer. That's fire answer to share your answers to my question. So this episode's question for Corey and Tiffany is, if you were reincarnated as a famous landmark, which would you want to be?
Okay, I've got some questions to help me narrow it down. So landmark, this could be man-made or is it natural?
It can be whatever you want.
Reincarnated as a, this is such a good question.
I was stuck. Okay, I'm stuck because I'm not a traveler. That's one thing, Corey. So I would definitely benefit from your podcast because I'm terrified of traveling. I'm stuck between the Chicago Bean.
Ooh, nice.
That mirror bean, or I would be the Statue of Liberty so I could shame people for looking up my skirt. Like, if I'm going to be stuck somewhere, I got to entertain myself.
I am here for the pettiness of the Statue of Liberty question. That is fantastic.
I think that I would probably be like the Sphinx or one of the Great Pyramids or something like that, because I'd want to have watched all this history go on all around me.
That's a great answer.
That's awesome. I thought about that too.
I'd want to go back. I'd want to go way back.
I love it. I love it. Both are absolutely perfect answers. I love asking these questions because there's such a wide range of how to answer, and it says a lot about the person that answers them, like how they choose to formulate the question, the answer, or like pick the question. Like it's all magic, and it just makes me happy. So thank you for taking the time, effort, and energy to do that. And thank you for being on this show and this episode of Friends in Your Ears. You can find us online at friendsinyourears.com or on Twitter @FriendsInEars. You can find Corey @ForeverBRK. And Tiffany is at SRClash_pod, and I am at Mrs. Soup. Thank you again so much, and I hope you all have an absolutely amazing day.